Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's show is called in by you, you callers and you listeners. That's who will come through. We have no advance notice, and we have no control. And it will be whoever is most available and will be most helpful to the, the mix of energies of who's listening and who's calling in today. So we'll take questions in the order of call-in. And let me give you some numbers. If you're on listen only, you've got that off my email or the website, and you want to ask a question, which we would love to have you do. The first number to try is, so you have to hang up from the listen only numbers and call a different number. The first one to try is toll free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And an alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So let's get started.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
May we know who's here today?
My name is Benjamin.
Benjamin. Okay. How would we recognize from what inadequate knowledge of history most of us have of what maybe your last lifetime here was or not?
My last lifetime was in the beginnings of your country.
Benjamin Franklin?
That's the one.
Oh, I love it.
Dear.
How delightful, particularly since we are in the middle of the changeover from U.S. corporation back to something far more sensible and with more sovereignty and freedom, right?
And amen to that.
Yes. And we so appreciate all the work you did when you were here to get that created and started and break the mold, so to speak. It's awesome.
Thank you, dear one.
All right. All right. Would you like to share with us what you feel was your most important contribution when you were here in that last life?
I would like to think that my most important contribution is yet to be.
Oh-ho. Now that's... That's very exciting. Well, we have a caller. Barbara is first. Welcome, Barbara.
Hello, dear one.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Benjamin Franklin.
Hello, dear.
Hello. I have several questions tonight. What's the story on the election? Where do we stand?
What election?
We are in the process of electing a president of the United States of America. That could only be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
I think that is the illusion that you have, but the reality is there is going to be a real fair election with honest candidates coming up in the future.
When will that take place?
Later this year or early next.
Well, then who is going to be in the White House?
Governance is changing, dear one. Governance is changing, and the White House may not be the seat of power in the future.
Will we elect a president at the voting booth on November 8th?
No, ma'am.
No, November 8th.
No.
Will the country go into great, what's the word I want to use, disharmony because of that?
No. No, there will be some confusion. There will be a little bit of chaos, but that's about it.
Will people settle down then?
Of course they will.
You honestly
don't expect people to have to choose from a being who is already crossed or a man who doesn't want to do anything but stir the pot, do you?
Well, if I had a choice, I would appreciate the messenger, which stirring the pot and getting people to understand what our establishment really is, nothing but fraudulent.
That's why it is going to change.
But people say that Hillary has clones and doubles. But I thought that I saw her get in. She died at 9/11, and I thought that they shoved her in the back seat.
She did die in 9/11.
How many doubles does she have?
Between the clones and the doubles, they will fill your hand, the fingers of.
Will people be told the truth?
Will people be told the truth?
About reluctant, the doubles?
Reluctantly, yes. Reluctantly, they will.
Now, Bernie Sanders, what does the establishment have on that man? Who is he?
He's an almost ran.
What? Excuse me, Benjamin, but I didn't hear.
He is an almost ran. He opted out.
Did they have something on him?
Let's just say he was given a vivid picture of what life would be like should he choose to run, and he chose otherwise.
Does Bill Clinton have a son that was born? He's 31 or 33 years old, and he's called Daniel Williams.
Bill Clinton has more progeny than you are aware of.
Excuse me, Ben. I didn't understand your words.
He has more children than you are aware of.
Will that come to the surface?
At some point.
Now, what about Nasara? I was told it wasn't a real thing. Nasara is not real.
As you wish it to be, but I would not choose that for you.
I don't understand your word, Benjamin.
I'm saying if I were you, I wouldn't hold that belief. Why? Because it doesn't serve you to hold that belief.
It doesn't serve humanity.
Doesn't serve you either.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to be debt-free? Are we going to be released from all our debts?
Well, from all of the... from all of your credit card debt, yes.
Mortgages and stuff like that.
Let's say institutional debt.
There's a war that started off the coast of Yemen. Will it accelerate into a third world war? This just happened this evening.
a third world war is not going to be allowed on the planet. You have too many forces of light that are on the planet and around the planet for that to be tolerated.
Are the banks going on Basel 3 and 4 and when?
The banks are going to be changing. The time frame is not totally set, but most likely before the year is over.
Okay. What is going to be your part, Benjamin Franklin? I know you're going to play a role in this. There is something that you have to play in this movement right now. Do you know what your role is going to be?
I have ever been a fan of and a force behind movements toward freedom. And I continue to do that.
Could you give me more explanation of your words?
Can I? Yes. I always support and promote freedom for humanity.
Okay. Well, you're a very interesting figure tonight, because you have a great role to play, and I know you know that. So it's very interesting that you're coming out tonight.
Thank you, dear.
Thursday, the 13th of October. So I shall thank you, Benjamin Franklin, for all you've done and will be doing for humanity.
Thank you, dear.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. I believe our next caller is Rick. Rick, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
All right. Welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you so much for. Thank you very much. I just really appreciate you taking my call. And I just want to give you guys back a little love that you give the rest of the planet. And I want to thank you for last week giving me a little bit of an advertising plug of coming to Maui and maybe helping change some of the aging problems that are going on in this planet of folks falling apart. You showed me a part of the world that has more peace and love in it than I have seen in a long time. And Mary, you especially, I've known you for many years. I really want to thank you for your devotion to me and for your constant keeping me in the game, because your inspiration has made me do that.
Awesome, Rick. Thank you. Well, you know what you're doing, and people need your help, so we're going to go for it.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I know that we're going to do some real good work, and I just want to thank you for being beautiful, beautiful house guests and letting me understand what's going on the planet up close and personal, and I so want to be a part of that.
Great. Love it. Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure. Love to both of you. Benjamin Franklin, about the same age. We're about the same age. So I understand what you're going through. Yes, I understand. But you know what? You're one beautiful person, and I thank you both so much for taking my call tonight.
My pleasure, dear.
Thank you.
Blessings, Rick.
Good night.
Thanks. Night. Okay, we have Cindy. Cindy,
Hi,
are you?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I want to kill Apple. So.
Remember that which you resist persists.
Okay, so here's my question. Wonderful Apple Corporation had new software for the computers and new software for the iPhone. I downloaded to the computer, which has messed things up really a lot on the computer. And I also, that was 2 days ago, and yesterday I downloaded their software to my iPhone, and it's not working very well because it always wants to take a picture instead of letting me get back to the other screen. So did they do this intentionally to frustrate people to make things a real pain in the ass?
They often say that of engineers there.
Well, this last upgrade on the phone is horrible. And also on the computer, I've been with Apple for 2 hours today just trying to get some of the computer issues resolved, which I got most of those resolved. But now tomorrow I'm going to have to spend at least 2 hours with them again to get the phone issues resolved, hopefully. So my question is, did they intentionally make this software so it's frustrating? And I'm normally the type that goes with the flow, but this is really getting to me. Was it their intention to have this happen to people?
Was it their intention? The furthest thing from. But when you have engineers involved, hey, all bets are off.
Yes, I used to work with engineers. Okay.
So you know.
Well, most of them did a better job than what they did this last time. Okay. So, another question. A company has come out, which will be out in early 2017. They're like little hearing aids, sort of, or like talk-free, so you have the little earbud in your ear. But these are for if you speak one language and the other person has it also in their ear, that whatever you say in their language, they understand, and vice versa. Is this sort of the beginnings of having universal language translators, so when we're introduced to our galactic family, that we'll be able to communicate with them easier?
What is coming, dear one, is little easier and less complicated than that. What is coming is you will send a picture from your mind, and the other person will receive it perfectly, and vice versa.
So are you able to give a rough estimate of when that's going to be happening? Are we looking 5 years down the road, a year down the road?
There are going to be so many wonderful things that come to pass for you before that occurs that it will seem almost inconsequential to you when it does occur.
So some of these things you're talking about, will we get them before the end of 2017?
Some of them will, yes.
And are you able to say what? Oh, bummer. Okay. Okay, so is one of these things they've talked about is like a little energy box that you're going to be able to use instead of electricity or coal or propane or natural gas for the house? Are they going to be like where we just plug them into the wall receptacle that we currently have in our homes, and it will send the energy through the existing wires in the house so we have lights and electricity and hot water, things like that? Are they small little things or what?
They are about the size of your vacuum cleaner. And
I don't have a vacuum cleaner.
Well, if you had
stand up or like a little floor canister vacuum cleaner? There's various kinds of vacuum cleaners.
It doesn't matter. It's just roughly that size.
Okay. And will these be given out free for the people that don't have monies, or will everyone have money by then where they can pay for these, or how will this happen?
There are many things that are coming for humanity that will benefit you greatly. These devices will convert universal energy to electricity, if you will.
Could you say that again? Because it was breaking up on my phone.
I'll let you say that again, dear.
I don't think I can quote you.
Yes, you can.
The size. You know they're coming. It's going to be free energy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, that was one of my questions. That was one of my questions because I'm not quite sure when everybody's going to get their prosperity packages. And if the energy comes before then, what about people that are poor, you know, and they're crammed into housing? How would they acquire them? See what I'm... But if the prosperity packets have been given out to everyone, then they would be able to purchase them. So it was a double question in one.
Dear one, poor is going to be a word that has no use in the very near future.
Okay.
In other words, don't worry about it. Let it flow. Don't worry about it. Everybody's going to get what they need. There's going to be plenty of prosperity. Like Benjamin said, poor will be a word we don't even probably remember at that point.
Okay. 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 Well, thank you very much. I'm having to listen on my phone tonight because all of a sudden the wonderful software is not letting my computer let me hear the call. So I'm a little frustrated right now, so I'll work on letting that go.
Dear one, say a little prayer for all those engineers. Help them out.
Will that help me now? Oh, but they already released the software.
Of course it will help you now. Prayer always helps you.
Okay. That's true.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here tonight. Really appreciate you. Are the pictures they have of you that we were shown in school and stuff, is that what you really look like?
Well, I prefer to remember myself as much more handsome than that.
Well, I thought you were handsome. I didn't say you weren't. I think everybody, all men are handsome. So no prejudice there on my part. So, okay, so the pictures, that's what you look like from what we saw in school. And I'm in my 60s, so.
I didn't say that. What I said is I prefer to think of myself as much more handsome than those pictures depict.
Okay. 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 And how soon? Yes.
Cindy, how about setting your intention to send energy, positive energy to those engineers, which will help not only you, but other people who are struggling with the same issues? Because I don't think the engineers intend to have your life be miserable because of what they're doing. They're trying to make it better. It just doesn't always translate perfectly that way, because engineers are engineers. And everybody's system is a little different. And everybody's energy that they put onto their technology is a little different. So maybe that would be something you could do that would be helpful.
I'm into that.
Okay. And will this make everything, the electronics, work better that I have in my possession currently?
Duh.
Well, it didn't hurt to ask.
It doesn't hurt to manifest that which you want.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm sending you my love. And
thank
how
you,
soon
dear.
Do you get your cats, Mary?
Hopefully within a month, maybe sooner.
Okay. Maybe sooner. Okay. Have a good night. Thank you.
Namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, let's take a quick break and give you some numbers again. We have the honor of being visited today by Benjamin Franklin. How appropriate for what's happening politically. Awesome. So if you're on a listen-only line, and we'd love to have you come on and ask a question, you need to call a different number. And the toll-free number is 888-627-6008, alternate number 323-744-4831. So again, we're back with Benjamin Franklin. And this is just a delight to have you here, Benjamin. Thank you.
My pleasure, dear.
Is there something that you would like to share with our listeners at this time?
Courage. Have courage in what you are doing, in the changes that are coming. Have courage.
Beautiful. I have someone I've been in email conversation about just before the call. I would like to have her listen to that. But then, that's her choice. Okay. All right. So, since your mission has been about freedom and for people to be able to plot their own course, live their own lives, as long as they don't interfere with someone else doing the same thing for themselves. This is the kind of world that I want to live in, and many people I know do. And it sounds wonderful, and I know what's coming about.
It is indeed. I'm happy to say.
And I thank you for your part in helping from your side. To help in the manifestation of this more and more. And it is my understanding the next couple of months are going to be massively interesting as to the stuff that's actually available to the general public, who may be pretty clueless still about the changes.
Yes. And I have to say, be aware of and beware of the disinformation and the lies that are being used to stir humanity up. That is their only purpose, and it does not serve you to participate or give in to those. Please don't.
Good advice, which is really what I said several weeks ago in email, why I'm stopping sending so many emails about things. Unless I know it's the truth, I'm not sending it out. I get just a ton of stuff I delete because it is disinformation.
Good for you, dear.
And I don't want to be responsible for passing on disinformation. And I've suggested to some of my readers that they do the same thing. Maybe some have, maybe they haven't. But I've certainly tried to make myself clear as to what's best.
Good job.
Okay, while we wait for our next caller, it has occurred to me that in the recent so-called appearance of the Hillary double, Iowa, Ohio, someplace in there, I don't remember, where the gurney was filmed in the background. Is that a preparation for people getting accustomed to thinking that, okay, she's maybe really sick and they're preparing and so she can do a big drama, fall down or whatever, and this is a double, not Hillary, in order to prepare people for her withdrawing from the so-called non-election?
Yes, and isn't it sad that they have to go to such lengths to try to manipulate you?
Yes. Well, it's the media creating the atmosphere of lies that they have for so long that now sneaky things have to be done, so to speak, to try to bring them back into line a little bit and wake up the public.
We are talking here about the last of the forces of not light, shall we say.
Yes.
Clawing tooth and nail to no avail. I love that. That rhymes.
Yes, it does. Very clever.
But they are doing their best with as little resources as possible because they don't have that many resources any longer.
Correct. Their resources have flows have been cut off to a great degree.
Correct. Yes. So feel a little sad for them.
Well, each one of them, I'm sure, will be served what they will most benefit from for their soul growth as the future comes about.
Correct.
So was the gurney brought in by the good guys trying to prepare people, or was it some of the media or the handlers giving in to what's going to happen? Reluctantly, of course.
It was the handlers.
Okay. Okay, they're beginning to face reality, though they don't want to, and they're still trying to be in denial?
Yes.
Okay. But it's hitting them in the face every place they turn, is it not, at this point?
It is.
Okay.
And like I say, be a little sad for them.
Oh, yeah, that can't be fun.
No.
Oh, no. No. So does Dunford still have his teams out clearing individual cabal members and minions around the world?
Do a little dance for that, yes.
Yes, that is a very happy dance for us.
Yes.
Who fortunately don't have to do this. I'm very grateful that there are some who've been willing to step up and play those roles and do those difficult jobs.
Indeed.
Okay. I have another question. One of the foundations I've done is called the Vision Impaired Foundation that provides, from what I understand, or could provide, some really significant help for those with vision impaired or those who are legally blind and so forth. It's a different kind of system from either England or Europe rather than what's been given here in the U.S. so much. And this foundation is right in the process of going under through a lack, what I see as a lack of commitment. Is it something that I should step into further? Is it something that needs to die? Can you advise me in any way of my role? I can't control someone else or tell them what to do other than what I've already done. But my role in this.
When the time is right, which is not very far away, you will support someone stepping in to run this organization. And you know that.
Okay. The woman whose vision it is seems to have done the research and be very clear herself, at least in the paperwork that I did for her tax-exempt approval. Her second trustee is the one that apparently is not buying into it, is what I see. Am I accurate in that?
Yes.
Okay. And so some other person would be able to step in and help, and the current second trustee should be basically removed. Is that
the replaced, problem? Yes.
Replaced, yes. Okay. Okay. Well, that could work.
Absolutely.
Okay. And will I be shown who this new second trustee would be?
I will show you.
Okay. I would appreciate that. Because the paperwork I did for the foundation to get it tax exempt, the explanation to me was like beautiful for anybody who's in a vision impairment situation. And there seemed to be a great deal of research and knowledge and so forth expressed that I simply basically rewrote and repeated for the application in order to explain to the exempt organization people what this foundation was all about. So somebody who will know about that and you'll help me with that?
Yes, indeed.
Good. Great. Okay, thank you. So this is something that should continue until we all have full-out healing chambers or Star Trek, the little handheld device that just takes care of everything physical until we have those, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's fair. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Very good.
But even when you have the machines, it is always going to be the intent of the person being healed that will be paramount, that will be the driver, will be the determiner.
The intent is the strongest thing, is it not?
It is. Mm-hmm. That's what I am saying.
Yes. True. It's so true. I know that's true. Oh, we have Carol on the line. Carol, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Greetings, Benjamin and Mary. I first of all want to thank you for all the wonderful calls you have. I enjoy them and learn a lot from all each one of them. So thank you for that. I have a couple questions. They're more history related, if that's all right. Which groups in North, Central, and South America are part of the descendants of the survivors of the sinking of Atlantis?
Which groups?
Mm-hmm.
There are not that many, dear one.
Okay.
So might you be talking about individuals as opposed to groups? Or could amend the question to that, that there are individuals on the planet today that were part of Atlantis, but it may not be grouped so much. Would that be appropriate?
That could be, yeah. I'm reading my notes I wrote down.
Yes. Correct.
Can you shed any light on that part of it?
What is the question about these individuals, dear?
I wanted to know which groups are part of the descendants of the survivors of the sinking of Atlantis. Or if there's people involved in the surviving of the sinking of Atlantis that, you know, not a big long list, but something you could share that...
You will find that there are shaman in what you think of as South America that were in that group and made the decision as souls to come back in a role that was much more helpful than what they did in Atlantis.
Interesting.
Looking for balance in their soul.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If there's no other groups you want to talk about, I have another question.
Okay.
Regarding the people from the Canary Islands, the Berbers, which are from North Africa and Morocco, were Eastern survivors of the sinking of Atlantis. Is that correct information?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. And
you're
is
welcome.
This correct? The Tuareg, are they part of the Berber nomads of Morocco?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. This is a big help. Thank you. And
you're
then,
welcome.
Do you know when and how the Tiwanaku was destroyed? And then who was responsible for building the city of Tiwanaku in South America, which was in Peru and Bolivia?
The Andromedans.
Okay. And how about the destruction? Do you know anything about that?
What is the question about that?
When and how Tiwanaku was destroyed? Do you know anything about the destruction?
The destruction was not an activity of the light, I will tell you that.
Okay. Do you know the time frame? Any period you could think of?
About 1300 BC.
Oh, okay. That's a big help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And, can I do another one or two?
Yes. Is that a new dance?
You're funny. I'm
Thank
glad,
you.
Benjamin, you have a sense of humor. You're always so good to listen to. Okay. Can vitrified rocks only be heated to such a point by nuclear weapons?
Such a point. What is such a point?
The way they exist.
You mean to become vitrified?
Yeah, to become that, yeah. Can they only be that way by nuclear weapons making them heated? Is that how they get their name? Is that why they're called vitrified?
No, dear. That's not why they're called vitrified.
Oh. Can you shed any light on why they're called that or anything about nuclear having something to do with it?
It basically means that they're not able to hold water.
Mm. Okay. So nuclear weapons have nothing to do with this, then, the rocks?
No, dear.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I have one more. All of the deserts in the world, were they a result of nuclear warfare?
No, dear.
Oh.
Mother Earth, Mother Earth gives you such a grand diversity to explore and live in. Thank her for that, among many things.
I do. I love Gaia, and I thank her every day. But thank you for revealing this, and thank you for all the answers you just gave me and that you give everyone, because I learned so much from all of the calls and enjoy them so much. And I know some of my friends come to listen also, that sometimes they don't talk, but they're there. They're right there. And they also wanted me to tell you how much they love your calls. So please keep doing them, and thank you for all that you do from everyone. And send you much love and blessings. To
bless you, dear one.
And to Mary. And bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, we have another caller also named Carol. Welcome.
Hello,
dear one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I call in every week asking about the technology of the black box that's coming from Maui. I'm wanting to know in the future if I will be able to afford to purchase this technology and be able to train on it. Can you see that for me in the future? Once I receive my healing?
Yes, you will.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Is there any news on that, Mary, yet?
Soon. We have progress.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Would you say within the month and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, thank you so much. And many blessings to all of you.
And to you, dear one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Okay.
What I want to say to everybody is, see the world that you want to live in. See that, and therefore bring it into existence.
Absolutely. Live in the world you want, not the one you don't want, right?
Exactly.
We work on that every day. Doing, you know, whatever we can to help manifest for ourselves and everyone a better world.
And I'm into that.
Yes. And thank you for your help in from the other side. We know there are so many from the other side that are helping as much as they can.
Indeed, there are.
Yes. So we're very, very grateful. I think it would be impossible for us here on the planet to do this without you all helping. Okay, Cheryl, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hey. Hello. Thank you for being here, Ben Franklin and Mary.
My pleasure, dear.
Can you speak to me and the listeners about the financial events that occurred between October 1 and October 4? You had that on your site, and I was interested in hearing more about that.
I'm not sure which you are referring to. There are many things occurring in that realm as well as many others.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I'm concerned about is our national debt and how whoever that presidential candidate is that has to address our national debt, how that's going to affect us, you know, in our present-day lives. And if there's some advice you can give, what we can do to prepare for the debt.
What I recommend is that you and everybody prepare yourselves to live in abundance and freedom, because that is what is coming for you. Empower that, please.
Okay. I do believe that, but I am concerned about our government and them addressing our debt and acting responsibly to pay that debt down in a way that doesn't, you know, hinder our growth as an individual and, you know, as a world in the world.
Dear one, the abundance that is coming, the freedom that is coming, is huge. It is not going to be limited by the governance that you have, because the governance that you have is going to change to something much more positive.
The debt is air. It's empty.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
non-existent. It's evaporating.
Right.
Well, that's not exactly true. It is a device that those who are not of the light, shall we say, have used to manipulate and control humanity for many centuries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm trying to listen and talk at the same time, which is very confusing for me, but I so appreciate your help. I do appreciate it, Ben Franklin. So thank you very much.
What would you like help with in particular, dear one?
Well, again, I'm just looking at the presidential debates and, you know, the more important issues that aren't being addressed by either candidate, and the debt. Our national debt seems to be a very big problem, and yet nobody's talking about it. They're not talking about any of the important issues at hand. So that's worrisome to me. So I just didn't know if there was anything you could expand on that would just help, you know, like I said, myself and my and listeners.
I will say this. The governance that you have is going to change to something much more positive, much more supportive for humanity than anything in your wildest dreams. Get ready for that.
Very good. I will.
It's also a debt-free governance.
Indeed.
Zero.
And who do you thank for, Hank? Who do you thank for this debt-freeness? The Chinese elders.
The Chinese. Uh-huh.
Elders.
Okay.
Yes.
And how is it that they, I mean, what is their incentive to help us as Americans? And we seem so divided, yet you're talking about the elders, so possibly, you know, the fact that the elders are involved and with their wisdom and experience in the world that they will help to bring closure to this devastating, possibly devastating situation with the debt.
These people that I speak of have looked at the same things you're looking at and have said, we need to help these people, not try to manipulate or control or dominate them. So they have taken that tack, and good for you, mm-hmm. and good for them.
Yeah, very good. Well, that will be good news for all of us. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Most welcome, dear one.
Yeah. I love you.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Okay. Could you? Okay. There we go. Benjamin, thank you so much for your presence today, your beautiful responses to people, and all the wonderful information you've given us. We're very grateful, very appreciative. Thank you, and namaste.
Namaste.